Programming note, tomorrow's kind of going to be like an opening day show. We're going to do a lot of Tiger baseball tomorrow because we said if they got to three games, you're in a race. Now, again, Fangraphs still has you as a 9.5% chance of actually getting this done. But I got a full presentation for you. I dug up some numbers. And make no mistake, this is some of the biggest witchcraft I've ever seen because Cole Keith's not hitting. Torkelson's not hitting. Young isn't hitting. And you don't have a pitching staff. You have
Don't give it all away.
It's fascinating.
It is.
And we're going to talk about it. But we wanted to handle the football today. Question for everyone here. Tyreek Hill. I know, obviously, we referenced it yesterday. The body cam footage has come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you tell me. I just wanted to do one segment on it because it is. It's everywhere in the news right now. You can't escape it. What's your takeaway here, fellas? I'll give you mine, but go ahead.
Bad look for the Miami-Dade PD. You didn't need that type of aggression to yank somebody out the car, to cuff them, and then all of a sudden to grab them in a chokehold, to throw them down to the ground, and then go after Calais Campbell after, because he's stopping and saying, hey, what are you doing to my guy? You get in the car too. What you saw was testosterone to the thousandth degree. Like, this didn't have to be this way, and I don't get it, and thank God the body cam is there because at least it's unbiased. We see exactly what happened.
David?
See, in my mind, I agree with you, Rico. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, he rolled his window back up. I get that. But the aggression wasn't necessary. If you want him to roll his window down and he doesn't, you don't need to then pull him to the ground and do everything that you've done and then do what you did to his teammates. But one thing, and I'm just going to speak my mind here. One thing I don't need is many of the media members out there on social media saying, well, what if it wasn't him? The reason why I don't want to hear that from people is because there was a reason players protested for social justice years ago, and the media was quiet on it. And the media said they need to just play football. So I don't want to hear it now. Right. I don't want to hear it now because you see some video about it. They talked about it and wanted things changed years ago. Don't say nothing now, media.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, and I've talked about this. I say it anytime I talk to my friends in law enforcement. It's like, it's never been harder to be a cop, ever. It's just, and it's a job I would never want. But like, you watch the video, and all I can tell you is Tyreek needed to be better. But it doesn't justify the way that rolled, where the cops were essentially talking bleep to him. Like, oh yeah, your knee got operated on. Did you get your brain operated? Like, stupid stuff like that, where I'm like, all right, wait a minute. So now he's face down cuffed. Calais Campbell has won Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I understand all the things that are going to come back at me with this are what ifs. I'm making a point to you. You are in the vicinity of the Dolphin Stadium. You know who you've, if you don't know who you've pulled over, I'm not telling you not to do nothing. Yeah. I'm not telling you to treat anyone special. What I'm saying is there has to be an effort to de-escalate stuff here.
My thing
that
is this.
That felt tense from the start.
My thing is this. And this is the one thing that I've often said, because people are like, oh, well, all cops are bad. And I'm saying, no, all cops are not bad. But the unfortunate thing is the good cops know who the bad cops are and they just overlook them. Because I promise you, this wasn't the first time these cops acted this way. It may have been the first time they did it to somebody with fame. It may be the first time that somebody called them out on it. That didn't look like a couple of guys that this was their first day straight out of boot camp and just got overly aggressive. That looks like that was their style. And the Miami-Dade PD knew this, and you keep employing these people. It's what makes cops look bad, because you keep around the cops that you know are going to be problems. Because why? Well, it's a brotherhood. Well, you know what? Either go and talk to your brother, or maybe they're not your real brother.
The thing I don't get in all of this, and again, let me be very clear, because everyone wants to have these binary arguments. I don't understand, if you're Tyreek Hill, your approach in this either. Again, it doesn't justify him face down in cuffs. But what's your plan exactly? Like, what's your play here? Like, what do you think? You're just not going to roll your window down? I did. Now, again, reaching in there, grabbing this guy, yanking him out of the car. No. I'm not justifying it. I'm making a point. If you play ball, I don't think it gets here. So it is both. And I know people don't want to hear both because it's going to be cops good, Tyreek evil, or Tyreek, you know, Tyreek bad, cops good. It's complicated.
Did he have the window all the way up or was it cracked? Because I got
to
go
it
back.
It started all the way up. They were knocking. He's like, don't do that to my window. Then he rolls it down a little. Then he rolls it up. Then it rolls down all the way. Then the next time the window comes down, they lift the Batwing door because he's driving a Lambo and he's out on the ground. And then it gets bad. Then it gets to the point where you're going, all right, look, I never would want to be a cop. I never would want to deal with people. But it doesn't justify that.
No.
But then when Campbell walks up, and again, you're in the heat of the moment, and you're right. Maybe they don't know who Calais Campbell is. It's not their job to know. And you're going, look, you're not going to be a part of this. It's just the whole thing spiraled.
Right. Because Campbell is thinking, I got to protect my guy because I don't know what you're about to do next. So I need to be a witness. And they're saying, we don't know who you are. Why are you standing here, sir? You need to move along.
I just think this one is both personally. And that, and unfortunately, like, again, no one's going to care about that opinion because everybody wants 100% their way. That I thought it was a terrible look for like Miami-Dade police.
To me, it looks like those cops have done this before. I can't prove that, but it didn't look like that was their first rodeo.
Go ahead, David. You're talk, please.
No, I want people to understand. You're right, Mike. A police officer's job is difficult.
It's thankless.
And I understand Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith that come to help Tyreek Hill. It's a chaotic moment. They don't want that. They don't want you coming up on a scene. They're trying to control the scene. But there was just a little bit too much aggression in my mind when those players are just simply trying to help.
And Campbell is by his vehicle, and he's like, you know, whose vehicle? He's like, I'm just here. He didn't walk up on them.
But there's confusion because one officer saying, just go get in your car and leave. The other one's, oh, give me your stuff.
Like, the other one's like Billy Badass. Let's just call
so
it
who
it
am
is.
I listening to here is what he's saying.
It could have been handled so much better, and it wasn't. And it was right outside the facility before a game.
Here's
this
the other.
This wasn't at 3 o'clock in the morning, leaving a club.
Here's the other weakness, right? And this is just, I'm admitting this. It is like when we criticize officials. It is very easy in slow motion to have an opinion when you are not out there. And look, let's face this: when you are out there, my job is different. I don't think about I may not come home today. Right? And this is not some vast defense of cops. I'm making a point that it is very easy for us to sit back, watch that body cam footage from the comfort of our studio and going, uh-oh, mistakes everywhere. Like when you're in that moment and messed up bleep happens to you on the daily, I do see both sides, but it can't end up in that.
Right.
It can't.
Because when you then see like other footage of other arrests and you see the cop maintaining their cool, but still making sure, hey, this is what's going down. It's like, well, why can't every arrest be this way? Why did this one have to end up with him face down on the concrete in cuffs?
What do you think happens? What do you think comes out of it?
I think.
If you don't want to answer, don't. No, I'm asking.
I'm never shied away.
No,
from
I didn't
this.
Mean it like that. If you literally are like, Mike, I don't know. That is also an answer.
I think. After the body cam footage has come out, I think that those officers will probably end up reassigned to some other county or some other city. They'll still have that same aggression. It'll just be away from Miami.
Here's what I want to see, and they have released a citation, a little bit of the citation, saying he was driving 60 miles per hour. But what I have not seen...
Good for him. I don't like speed limits.
But what I have not seen is 60 in a what? They haven't said... Was a zone 40? Was a zone?
Was it a 25? Was
right.
It a school zone?
So see, if it was a 50 mile per hour zone, he's going 60 to me.
David, if you own a Lambo, you should be able to speed.
But no, here's the thing.
I'm just throwing it out there. Let's have an Autobahn.
But here's the thing. Most people have been pulled over for speeding. It does not end up where you face now on the concrete.
Well, because I also, okay, here we go. This is going to be like, up. Here comes white guy. No, seriously. If the cops tell me to put my window down, I put it down. Okay, and again, I'm not defending what went down, but I am saying you're not going to win when you don't listen to the cops.
No, Mike, I get that. But you don't know what type of cop you're getting. So here's me being black guy. I don't know what mood he's in.
Correct.
I don't know what mood this cop is in. I don't know if he got into it with his partner, his wife.
Right.
And he's just feeling like, you know what? I'm going to be a real Richard. So I pray, you know what? Here's a dude. Here's everything you need. I have my hand stuck out the window before you even get there.
That's
I don't
it.
Want any
You're
aggression
right.
Agree because
totally.
I'm not doing anything because I don't want to be the latest hashtag. I don't want to be on a t-shirt. I don't want protests because of me. I just want to go home.
Well, see, you just nailed the biggest thing. And this is where I don't get when people don't comply with the police. Anyone of any race. How do you think it ends if you don't listen? Just help me there. See, all I want to do, and this is with respect, I ain't trying to hang out with the cops. I want this engagement to be over as fast as possible. Period. I'm with Rico on this. But it can't end up like that. It can't. So, I don't know. There's your one segment because the body cam footage was all over the TV again for the 50th time this show. It doesn't matter. You bring this up, people are going to go haywire. I think it's complex. And I do think it's very easy to Monday morning quarterback stuff like this when we're just watching from a studio. And us out there. I don't know about you. I don't worry about going home tonight. When cops leave the house, that's a different deal. And take it. I know plenty of people in law enforcement who are, they're wonderful people. And bad cops give the 99% of good ones a bad name.
And that's just it, Mike. That's why I'm just like, it doesn't know. Because take it from me. I'm a person who, I've had a couple of situations where in the end, wrong guy. Really? You pulled me out the car. I've been detained. I've had guns drawn on me. Oh, my bad. Wrong guy. Have a nice day, sir.